Well, there we are. That's the current single from The Wandering Hearts. It's called Instead of You. And I love these interviews where I get to interview the pop stars. I love it even more when I really like their music. I love it even more when I don't just get one member of the band on to chat to. I've got all of them. I've got Tara, I've got AJ, and I've got Chess on the line. Good afternoon to you all.
Hello.
All right, this is great to speak. Let's sort of, we'll do this round in circles, because we'll just do a round robin as it is on my screen. Tara, we'll start with you. You've been on around on the scene really since your first album in 2018, which kind of, I'm going to say, burst onto the scene, and it really did. Are you one of these overnight sensations that's really taken like 10 years to become an overnight sensation?
I wish we were an actual overnight sensation. People always go, oh, God, you go so lucky. This happened so quickly for you. And you're like, I mean, we weren't 18 when we met. So there were a lot of years of going, why did we do this? Like, could we not have like taken a different career? Could we not have done something else? So when it happened, and it happened really quickly for us, there had been a lot of time that had passed before when we had been less successful.
So you've done the little pub gigs, you've done the one to a room with just your mum, dad and your mates. What's it like to then be playing? You know, you've got a tour on the go at the moment. There's some big venues there, aren't there? And you've done headline tours already.
Yeah, it's been, I think we started with these kind of small gigs to friends and family. And then very quickly, I think one of the first, within the first sort of five big gigs we played, like main gigs, we were opening for Tom Petty at Hyde Park. And then we were introduced to Marty Stewart. We opened up for him at Cadogan Hall. And two shows later, he said, you know, please come out to Nashville with me. Why don't you play the Opry with me? Why don't you play the Ryman with me? Why don't you play Graceland with me? And I was saying to someone yesterday, you know, you never believe anything until it happens. And it took me back to being on the plane. And even when we were on the plane to Nashville, we were like, nah, this isn't going to happen. And even when our dressing room was next door to Chris Stapleton's dressing room, we were like, nah, it's not going to happen. And I don't think it hit any of us until we were halfway through, like, burning bridges on that Ryman Auditorium stage. And it was like, wait, guys, I don't think we thought about this. We're actually here. Wait, maybe we should. It was such a... And that was so, and you don't take a step back and think, you keep going. And thank God we did, because obviously being hit with a pandemic 2 years later, that stopped us in our tracks. So to have all of that in our emotional bank account, so to speak, that we can look back on and go, we did really well. It gives us something to give us a boost for coming forward now into this big tour we're about to
do. Well, and everybody loves live music, never more so than now when we've not had it for a couple of years. AJ, I've got this sort of feeling that my background is in IT, and certainly when it comes to IT and the Americans, there's a whole little bit of, if it isn't made here, they don't like it. But you're not made there, but they really do like you, don't they? What's your secret?
I think we... Well, I mean, it's easy to say that we are lucky. We're very lucky, but
You're talented. You're talented. Luck doesn't come into it. You're talented.
Well, like Tara said as well, like that's something that we've worked on for years before the band got together, and the band's been together for nearly 7 years now. Mm. But again, very lucky that Marty Stewart did what he did for us and took us under his wing. And having somebody like Marty Stewart, who is, you know, country music, like royalty over there, bigging you up and saying, hey, everybody, I think you're going to really like these guys. That goes a really long way. That's as good as having a Made in America stamped on your forehead, you know, effectively. But also, I think there's a bit of a fascination with all things English too. There's been a long history of, you know, cross-Atlantic sharing of culture and music between UK and America. So I think it's a two-way street with that. But their audiences have been so welcoming and supporting of us that we are, you know, we just feel really, really touched, and we're really excited to get back over there almost as much as we are to get playing over here again.
I was going to say, and the British audiences quite like it, because we're kind of playing them at their own game, aren't we, and doing really rather well. I mean, you're part of a whole vanguard amongst the Shires and all the others like that, that are doing the same thing. You've got Bob Harris on your side as well, and that can't hurt, can it, AJ?
Absolutely. No, like he's since the band got together, pretty much he's been one of our biggest supporters. And when he gave us his award, I think that took us all by surprise, but it went, you know, it did wonders for us, really. And to have someone like Bob, who in himself is an institution as well as a total legend, you know, people take notice of stuff like that. And it's meant so much to us that it's empowered us really to kind of go on and do a lot of the stuff that we have done.
Amazing, amazing. Now, Chess, you've got a deluxe version of your latest album. I mean, obviously, you were so busy writing songs and touring that you just decided to call it Wandering Hearts. So you've got the deluxe version out tomorrow. For those who've already got the main version, you know, the original version, which it was, what's the difference?
So on this, on the deluxe, we've included some live tracks from the tour that we did last August, because we thought, well, obviously, we're lucky to, you know, we were very lucky to do that tour in the midst of everything. But to capture what we do live, which is, you know, the essence of what we do is are the three voices, you know, and everything else that happens around it kind of bolsters the three voices. So for like new listeners or like people that are kind of just coming across us, I think it's a really good introduction to what we do, and it's a really good, like, stripped back version of some of the songs from the original record. It's like an acoustic versions, and then there's a couple from Bob Harris's Live at Radio 2, and there's a couple of tracks from that on there. There's one reimagined bonus track, which is a lot of fun, which I think people are going to really enjoy. And then two brand new tracks, which we've had in our bank for years, but have just never made it onto records for one reason or another. So, I think we're going to have some happy fans because of that, because we've been asked to record these songs for so long. So they're now recorded and going to be out, like you say, tomorrow, which we're very excited about. So yeah, it's just, it feels like it's giving this record the moment that it deserved, because it didn't really get it when we put it out in the pandemic. Sure. So it's kind of just, it's kind of giving it that moment.
Fantastic. And you mentioned there, you said about, you know, tracks that you've not got around to recording. You've been together for so long. You must have this huge back catalogue that presumably, now you've got access to all the engineers and the studio and the advice and the professionalism of the music industry. Are you tempted to, I mean, you must be busy writing new stuff, but you've got all this other stuff that you could go back and have another look at again, couldn't you? Tara, is that a problem for you? Do you need to bring out sort of a 5-CD set?
Well, it's funny you say that. I think when you know, live music was taken from everybody, and we were suddenly, you know, we'd all lived really within about an hour of each other. We're now dotted around the UK. It kind of, at Chester, AJ, Chess is down, you know, in the bottom, and Chess is up at the top. And, you know, we're so far away from each other that the thing that really kept us together was writing. So we were writing all of the time during the pandemic, like, and it was such a catharsis to kind of talk through what was happening and process that and maintain that. And we say kind of with the three of us, we've never been tighter in terms of as musically kind of connected on kind of a mental level. We're really, really kind of super, super on it, and it feels great. And I think that because of that, we have this real thirst to just write, record, get stuff out and not wait 2-3 years between records. So for us, it's like, let you into a secret, we have just finished doing some recording for this next record. We're talking about doing the next one by the end of the year. We want to just keep putting music out there, and we don't want to be waiting a year or 2 years or 3 years between stuff. So the minute we can run with music, we're going to be running and we're going to be putting music out.
Fantastic. Well, as I say, you're on tour at the moment. You're playing Norwich. You're playing the Waterfront in Norwich next Saturday. Then you've got Shepherd's Bush Empire coming up as well. I don't think there's going to be many tickets left, but AJ, if people are going to see, what's the set list going to be like?
Well, we're going to be playing a lot from our new album. And obviously there are going to be a few favourites from Wild Silence as well in there. But who knows, you know, it depends. Whatever the wind takes us on the night.
It's going to be full band as well, which we haven't played since, well, we did some festivals, but proper tour we haven't done since 2018. So it's going to be quite a different show to the last few shows people probably would have seen.
Well, that's going to be so good for you guys as well, isn't it? When you get on the stage with everybody else, it's, you all feed off of each other anyway, and then you've got all these other musicians joining in. It's fantastic. Final question to each of you, because I mean, I could talk to you for hours, but there we go. We've got to carry on. House is burning down. You can only save one song. What would it be? Chess, let's start with you.
Dolores.
Okay, Tara?
I'd need Never Too Late to inspire me that it was going to be okay after the world ended.
And AJ, final word to you?
I think Change for the Good, maybe, because I want to feel optimistic that everything's going to be okay and that we can do it if we all pull together.
Fantastic. I can see the panic in your eyes when I asked you that, because you obviously are all very involved and very enthused with your own music. So to save one song is like choosing your favourite child.
Listen, I was thinking practically as well. What chords am I going to need to remember?
Bless you. Listen, it's been an absolute joy to meet you. We love your music here on Cambridge 105 Radio. We will be playing it all the time you keep making it. And then if you ever stop making it, well, we'll just dig out the back catalogue. Really enjoy the tour. Look forward to new music from you. New album is, or the deluxe version of the album is out tomorrow. But for now, Tara, Chess, AJ, lovely to meet you. The Wandering Hearts. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks,
thank you.